God really blessed in a mighty way. Brother Lonnie Moore, preacher lastly, was one of the main leaders there. Pastor Rader Ogden. And I was just thinking as I was sitting back there listening and worshiping the Lord in that song that I love watching husbands and wives serving God together. And that's a blessing, watching a husband and a wife singing together. And let me encourage all of us who are married to be the husband and wife that God desires for us to be. To love each other with agape love. The love that God has for us. And serve God the rest of our days together for the glory of God. I want you to find your place in John chapter 15 this morning. John chapter 15. I was going to try to get through this message today, but if I don't, you'll forgive me, I hope. This is something I'm just going to get as far as I can, and then when I feel the Lord putting the brake on, then we'll just stall it right there and pick up later, okay? We're studying through the Gospel of John together. And we've come now to chapter 15. What a chapter it is. I'm preaching on the opening six verses if you're keeping notes with me. And let's read these verses, get our text, and just start plowing until the Lord says stop, okay? Now, I know what you're thinking, Lord, around 5 till 11 or 5 till 12 or 12 o'clock, would you please shout it in his ear, stop, 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 right? I've got 12 in my mind, but I'm not telling you if it's noon or midnight tonight, okay? Yes. Good to see Miss Hensley here today. God bless you. We're praying for you. I want you to know I'm trying to pray for you every day of my life. I've got you on my daily prayer list, praying that the Lord will touch you with this cancer you have, and God will give you strength. And he gave you enough strength to be here. So we praise you for that. And Brother Moore, sir, we're praying for you as you go down to have your surgery this week. And I want you to know that Brother Gary and I and Preacher Light, we're all doctors. So if you need somebody to help with this, we'll be happy to help you with it. That'll be good. I'll guarantee you this, if right before they put you out, if I'm the last face you see, I'm talking about if you think I am the one that's going to do the surgery on you, you would probably fight the anesthesia as much as you possibly could. We're praying for you, and we appreciate your faithfulness. What a dear man of God. That man showed belief in me when I was a teenager, and God has used him in my life. And I honor you today. Thank you for taking a chance on me. And now I get to pastor you. Not pester you, pastor you, okay? There's a dear man of God sitting right there, amen. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He's talking to all of them. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Let me pause here and say this. That phrase there where the Lord Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. Let me give you a Greek lesson here, okay? You know what that word nothing means? It means nothing. That's what it means. When Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing, that's exactly what he meant. That without him, you and I can do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, if you're in the habit of marking your Bible, I want to mark a phrase in verse number 5. It's two words. It's the two words, the branches. The branches. And I want to preach to you on that subject this morning. We probably will not get through this. We'll conclude with it tonight, God willing. Just depending on how quick we go. Let's pray together. Father, we pray for your help and guidance today. We pray for your direction and your love and mercy in our lives. Pray that you would preach through me today. Forgive my sin. Help me to be clean. May your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the Lord God of heaven, in the pages of his inspired word, has designated Christians with a number of different names. As a matter of fact, many years ago, I preached a series of messages on the names of Christians. He identifies us with names such as salt, light, sheep, on we could go. But today he mentions another name as we're just traveling through this book together. The Lord laid this message on my heart with the name that he gave to these people who are in this room with him. And by the way, Judas Iscariot has already left the room. Judas Iscariot is not standing in this room with the Lord. Every one of these in the room are those who are in Christ, those who are part of the family of God. And he lifts his voice and he calls them by the name of I am the vine. You are the branches. And I want to take this thought of the family of God, the God's children, God's born again ones being designated as branches. And I want to give you several thoughts about branches here in this text, these six verses. There's several things about a child of God as a branch that I want to lift out to your attention today. Let's just see how far we get. Number one, we see, first of all, the branch's position. Their position. You see this in verse number two. Every branch, what's the next two words? In me. Every branch in me. In me. In me. There's the position of the branches that he's talking about. It's the position of being in Christ. Let me say this to you. There are many today who are in religion. And there are plenty who are in the church. There are many moral and upstanding people that are in society. But this does not mean if they're in church and in society and in religion, that does not mean that they're in Christ. And may I say to you this morning that you cannot be a branch. You cannot be a branch that is fruitful for the glory of God. You cannot be a branch at all unless you are in Jesus Christ. You cannot bear fruit unless you have a relationship to God by being in the Lord Jesus Christ. This means that there's been a time in your life when you've realized that you are a sinner. And you realize that Jesus Christ died as your substitute and you accepted him as your personal Savior by placing your faith in the finished work of Christ on Calvary, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Friends, it is not enough to be in Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. It is not enough to be in religion. You must be in Christ. You must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be born again. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Galatians 3:28, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. The branch's position. In order to be known as a branch, then you must be in the vine. You must be in Christ. That's its position. Number two, we notice the branch's purpose. You see this in verse 2. You see it in verses 4 and verse number 5. Now in chapters 13 and 14, which we've already studied together through this gospel, we're taught what Christ is doing for us while he's gone to heaven. Remember, I go to prepare a place for you and all these guys. He teaches us in 13 and 14 what he's doing for us while he's away. But in this chapter, he turns the tide and he begins to show us what we are to be doing for him while he's gone. See, 13 and 14, I'm going to be doing this, doing this, doing this. Chapter 15, let me give you something for you to do for me while I'm gone. Make no mistakes about it. The branch's purpose is to bear fruit now. That's the key word. Look at verse number 2. Every branch in me that beareth, that's present tense, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth, present tense, fruit, he purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 4. Abide in me, I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. You cannot read these verses and miss this point. That the purpose the Lord Jesus Christ gives to the branches is to bear the fruit of the vine. That's the purpose. That's the reason they exist. Now I've got a question for you. What is the fruit of the vine? Somebody says, well, bearing fruit is soul winning. Is that true? Don't answer it. No doubt bearing fruit includes soul winning, no doubt. But let me show you something here. Let God speak to your heart here. Some try to say that this fruit is confined to something that shows outwardly. What you do, you're winning people to Christ, you're doing that, you're attending church, that's all the fruit he's talking about. Wait a minute. That is not the fruit he's talking about. Let me tell you why. Because if it's confined to what you do that others see, then that can deceive those who are operating in the flesh. Well, I'm doing all the right things. That can deceive somebody who's got the outward appearance right. But secondly, that can discourage those who can't do what they used to. Here's a good Southern word, what they used to could. You know what I'm saying? Can I say this to you? I'm glad the fruit that he's talking about, that's the purpose that the branches bear this fruit of the vine. I'm glad it's not something that some people cannot do any longer. Amen. Amen. There are some people who just cannot go and do some things that they know God's pleased with. They know it's well-pleasing to God, but their body just won't let them do it. If this fruit is talking about things like that, then that person can't live up to this. Do you understand where I'm going with this? It's not talking about what your body can do. It's not talking about what your flesh can do. It's not what you do. It's the fruit of the vine, my friends. See, the Bible tells us here that the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Stay with me here. We must keep in mind that the fruit the branches are bearing is not the fruit of the branch. It's not the branch's fruit at all. You cut the branch off the vine, there is no fruit. The fruit doesn't come from the branch, it comes from the root. Stay with me here because I'm going somewhere. The fruit is not of the branch. The fruit is the fruit of the vine. And the branches just manifest what's the vine, what's coming from the vine. Now, who's the vine? Jesus said, I'm the vine. Ye are the branches. Abide me and I in you, and the same bringeth forth much fruit. So here's what it's talking about. Whatever Jesus is what the branch is to be manifesting in his life. Listen to these verses and see if you know where I'm going here. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the first fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
Listen to this verse, John 14, 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." He's righteous. He is peace. John 15, 11. "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you." Who is Jesus? He's righteous. That's who he is. Who is Jesus? He's peace. That's what he is. Who is Jesus? He's joy. That's what he is. Sound familiar? You may be knowing where I'm going here. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians 5:14. "For the love of Christ constraineth us." Who is Jesus? He's love. And it's not phileo or eros love. It's agape love. It's God's love. It's eternal love. It's love that loves no matter what is treated like, or no matter what is given in its response. 2 Corinthians 10:1, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." Who is Christ? He's righteous. Who is Christ? He's peace. Who is Christ? He's joy. He's love. He's meek. He's gentle. It's simply bearing what comes from the vine. And if you look, you don't need to, but in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace." Sound familiar? "Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." May I say this to you? The fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the vine. Jesus Christ is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentle, good. He's full of faith, meek. He's temperate. Let me ask you a question. Are you bearing the fruit of the vine? We're approaching Valentine's Day. So let me just apply this to our marriages just a moment. Is the branch bearing the fruit of the vine in your marriage? Are you in your marriage, are you all love? Agape love that gives no matter what? You have a joyful marriage? Do you have a peaceful marriage? A long-suffering one? Do you have a gentle one, a good one, one that's full of faith? Do you have a meek one? Do you have one that's temperate? Friends, I'm just trying to say this to you. If we are bearing the fruit that comes from the vine, which is our purpose in life, if we're bearing His fruit, there will be evidence of it in our life. You show me somebody who is not a peaceful person, a joyful person, a long-suffering person, a gentle person, a good person, a person full of faith, a meek person, a temperate person, a loving person, a joyful person. You get where I'm going with this. I show you somebody who's not abiding in the vine. Amen. Let's stop sugarcoating things. Let's just say it the way it is. I'll tell you one thing. I'll get mad anytime I want to get mad. Nobody's going to tell me how to live my life. If I want to fly off the handle, I'll fly off the handle. Go ahead and fly off then, because you're not abiding in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because when you abide in Jesus Christ, you will bear the fruit of the vine. By the way, aren't you glad God doesn't lose his temper with you? Amen or not? What am I saying to you? I'm saying the fruit that this is talking about, don't confide it. Don't confide it to one thing. It's soul winning. So, now, you know we're soul winners around here. That's our heartbeat. That's what we want to do. But that's not what this fruit is. It's involved in it, but it's not. It's the fruit of the vine. Who is Jesus? Then who he is who the branch is to be. See, you go and see an apple tree, that tells you about the root, doesn't it? This is an apple tree. I know this is deep theological teaching this morning. You see a pear tree. What's it tell you about the root? That's a pear root. Let me ask you a question. When people watch you live, do they see the fruit of the vine in your life? Can they look at you and say, that's who Jesus is? That's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. Can I say this to you? That's our purpose for being on planet Earth, friends. Our purpose is not to do our own thing, toot our own horn. Our purpose is to see ourselves as we are nothing but a branch. And without the life-giving flow of the vine, we would wither and die and be useless. But with His life-giving flow coming through us, we can be alive, vibrant. But it's not to show our fruit, it's to show His fruit. And His fruit is peace and joy and love and long-suffering and temperance and patience and goodness and meekness. You get the picture. Are you fulfilling the purpose of revealing the fruit of the vine? Now, with this being the case, if you're truly revealing the fruit that comes from the vine, you will be involved in other things. It does manifest itself. In other words, if you're truly bearing the fruit of the vine, you can't help but do some things. Let me give you what I'm talking about. The fruit of the vine is the fruit of the Spirit, the Lord Jesus. Who is He? That's who I need to be manifesting in my life. But if I'm truly manifesting His life, abiding in Him, and manifesting His life in mine, there's some things I can't help but do. Let me give you a list of those. You'll be praising God. Let me show you. Hebrews 13:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God. Can I say this to you? May I say this to you? If you're truly bearing the fruit of the vine, you can't help but be thankful for what God's done for your life. You show me an ungrateful Christian, and I show you a Christian who's not abiding in the vine. Amen. Because when you're abiding in Him, question, does the Son of God have a grateful heart and spirit towards God the Father? Yes or no? Then so will you, if you're abiding in the vine. Let me give you something else you can't help but do. If you're truly living up to the purpose of bearing His fruit in your life, if you're truly going to be like Him, love, joy, peace, you got it, then you're going to be praising God. But number two, you're going to be giving to those in need. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In Philippians chapter 4, you don't need to turn to it. Just let me turn to it for time's sake. Verses 16 and 17, listen to this. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. In Romans chapter 15, again, don't turn for time's sake. Just let me turn to it. But in Romans chapter 15, verses 26 to 28, here's what it says. Romans 15, verse 26 and following. It says, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are, for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come to you, I will come by you into Spain. See, what I'm talking about is this. Just taking the word fruit. The fruit of the vine is who He is. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. But if you're truly revealing and bearing His fruit, then it's going to manifest itself in outward fruit. It's going to show itself with what's hanging out here on the branch itself. You know what's going to be hanging on the branch itself? A thankful spirit to God. Somebody's in need. You have no problem helping them and trying to serve them. Question, have you ever been in need and Jesus helped you? Has Jesus ever come to your aid? Sure. Then you ought to go to other people's aid if you're bearing the fruit of the vine. Let me give you a third thing, doing good works, Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Are your works good or bad? A crowd this size, no doubt there are a lot of bad works going around. And not just in your life, in every one of our lives. But when we're truly bearing the fruit of the vine, we're going to be bearing who He is. He's love, He's joy, He's peace, etc. But there will be outward fruit hanging on the branch out there where people can see there's something different about that branch. A branch that's bearing a praising, thankful spirit to God. A branch that gives to those in need. A branch that does good works. And then I'll conclude with this here, this point. A branch of leading others to Christ. I told you soul winning's part of it, but it's not. See, some people just try to say, well, the fruit that God's talking about in John chapter, it's just winning people to Christ. I don't believe that. I do believe that if you're truly going to bear the fruit of the vine, that it leads to leading people to Christ. But it does because you have His love for them. You want them to have peace that only He can give. Follow me where I'm going? This is important. 1 Corinthians 16:15 says, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia. The first fruit, what's that mean? That means his house are the first ones in Achaia who trusted Christ. First fruits. Isn't that interesting? It's called them first fruits. So soul winning is a fruit, but it's not the only one. Romans 1:13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you that I might have some fruit among you also. Let me make sure you're with me here. We're noticing a couple things about the branches. Their position, they're in Christ. They're in Christ. Their purpose is to bear fruit now. But what fruit is it? It's not their fruit, it's the fruit of the vine. So we have to study the vine. Who is he? And if he's peace, then if I'm bearing his fruit, I will be a man of peace. Follow me where I'm going? If he's love, then if I'm bearing his fruit, if I'm abiding in him, then I'm going to be a man of love. I'll be a man like Christ. I'll be a branch that just shows people who the vine is. But if you're truly abiding in the vine, you're connected, you're going to show people, and there will be some things hanging on I'm talking about off your branch to reveal there's something different about you. And what that is, just some of those things, just taking the word fruit, all four of these things, thanking and praising God with your lips. Hey, it's hard to thank God and praise God when your heart's not right with Him. Amen. What about helping those in need? What about doing good works? What about leading people to Christ? See, if somebody's not leading people to Christ, they're not thanking God and praising God, they're not giving liberally to help people in time of need, and they're just bad works, bad works, bad works, the problem is they're not saved, they're not a branch at all, or they're a branch that's not abiding in the vine. That's the purpose. Let me give you a third thing, because it doesn't take long to get through this. I don't think. Number three, and we'll conclude right here. Number one, the branch's position in Christ. The branch's purpose, bear the fruit of the vine now. Now. Number three, the branch's power. We see this in verses 4 and 5 of our text where Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me ye can do nothing. An obvious question concerning the purpose of bearing fruit is how can the branch bear that fruit? Make no mistakes about it. The power to produce fruit comes from abiding in Christ. We have already established the fact that the branches are already in Christ. The branches are already in Him. But now they must abide in Him to bear more and much fruit. In other words, the branch cannot bear fruit without the power of the vine. That's the power. The branch's power is the vine. That's where I'm going with it. The vine is the power. And without the power of the vine running into the branch, it cannot bear fruit. The branches are here. I like making simple major points. Here's what this point means. The branches are dependent upon the vine. You know what human beings don't like? To be told you can't do that. I'm looking at every one of us, and if I had a mirror, I'd look at myself, and I'm telling all of us, the Christian life, bearing the fruit of the vine, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance, all, hey, you can't do it. You can't do it. Because you're battling something. You know what it's called? It's called your flesh. And your flesh is just the opposite of the vine. Can I get an amen there, please? Your flesh is just the opposite of the vine. Is your flesh patient? Is your flesh long-suffering? Does your flesh love people no matter how they treat you? Let them treat you bad and see if your flesh or spirit responds. You know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, you know what part of the victory is in this? Saying, God, I can't do this. But I know you never asked me to. Help me to abide in you and draw strength from you. And make me like Jesus. Abiding has reference to fellowship and sustained conscious communion with Christ, getting along with God, drawing from His Word, drawing from prayer. This abiding has to do with allowing the life of the vine to live on in the branches. It carries the idea of Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. But notice in verses 4 and 5, you cannot do anything apart from the vine. Our sufficiency is in the vine. 2 Corinthians 3:5 talks about our sufficiency is of God. We are completely dependent on the vine to produce fruit in our lives. Abiding. Fellowship with God. Walking with God. Communing with God is absolutely necessary to bear fruit. You show me a husband and or a wife. I'm just trying to illustrate this and to apply it to the marriage because of the timing of year here. You show me a husband or a wife that's manifesting the works of the flesh in their marriage instead of the works of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. The works of the flesh compared to the fruit of the Spirit. If the fruit of the Spirit's not in the home, but the works of the flesh are, I know the problem. There might be a man say, I do too. I'm living with her. That's not what I had in mind. Or she says, yeah, I know what it is. Good night. Sitting right beside me right now. It's not what I had in mind. The problem is that individual is not right with God. That individual is not abiding in the Lord. That individual is not drawing strength from Jesus Christ. That individual could be reading their Bible, but not communing with God. Now, no doubt I hit somebody right between the eyes right there. You say, well, how can we fix it? Get alone with God. Pour your heart out to God and ask God to make you a branch that abides in the vine. And then His life-giving flow will start flowing through you again. Psalm 92, 13 and 14, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Hosea 14, 8, from me is thy fruit found. God, from me is thy fruit found. Now, let me give you a story and I'm coming down for a landing, okay? A man tells a story of a small town in Texas this many years ago where one year the school burned to the ground with the loss of more than 200 lives. The school burnt and 200 people died. And one of the main reasons is because they didn't have a sprinkler system. They began to rebuild after the initial shock had passed and called in the foremost company in fire prevention equipment to install a sprinkler system this time. When the new school was opened for public inspection, guides pointed out the new sprinklers in each room just to alleviate the fears of another disaster like that. And the school operated without incident for a number of years. But then they needed to add on to the existing structure. But as the add-on work progressed, they made a startling discovery. The new fire extinguishing equipment had never been connected to the water supply. Thank God they didn't have another fire. But if they did, get it, They had all the necessary equipment, but no power source. And there are people sitting here right now in a crowd this size says, how in the world can I correct my home? How can I make my marriage where it needs to be? How in the world can I be a peaceful person, a joyful person, a temperate? How in the world can I do that? You may have all the equipment. You may have the greatest outlook on life anybody's ever had. You might have the greatest demeanor anybody's ever seen. Outwardly, you might have all the things in place. But are you connected to the water source? Are you abiding in the power source? It really liberates me as pastor of this church to look you right in the eyeballs and say, I can't make you like Christ. That's your and my personal decision. Will I abide in the vine? Because if I abide in the vine, Jesus said, the same bringeth forth much fruit. What's the issue? The issue is not, boy, that branch down there just hit me. I can't believe they did that. Let me get back at them. No. The issue is not trying to correct another branch. The issue is look towards the vine and make sure you have a good connection. Amen, friends. And make sure that your connection is drawing life from Him. And if it is, it'll manifest itself out here. So I close with this. What's hanging on you today? There's something hanging there. What fruit is growing on you? Is it praising and thanking God and soul winning and good works and helping those in need and peace and love and mercy and grace and kindness and meekness and gentleness, faith and purity? Or is it, I can't stand them. Oh, I can't believe they did that to me. If I could just get back with them. Everybody has something hanging on them. And I ask you this question, I close. Is what's hanging on you coming from the vine? Or is it coming from somewhere else? Let's all bow for a word of prayer, shall we? Father, I pray that you will help us to be branches who truly abide in the vine. Help us to realize we cannot do this in our flesh. We cannot be like you in the energy of our flesh. We cannot force ourselves to be like you. All we can do is abide in the vine. Stay connected to the life source. To draw our strength from you. To stay with you. To commune with you. To love you. To beg you to have your will in our heart and in our life. Help us to be men and women of the Bible, to spend time daily with you, drawing strength from you, and help us to truly bear fruit, much fruit, that's coming from the vine. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. The invitation today is simple. Number one, are you a branch in Christ? Has there been a time as they begin to play through softly that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know you are born again? Is there one today say, Jody, I'm not even a branch. I'm not even a branch. But I'll tell you this, I would like to be. I'd like to at least know I am a branch that's part of the vine. I'd like to know that I'm in Christ. Would you pray for me? I need to be saved. Is there anybody like that? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Anybody at all? Not going to come to your seat, not going to embarrass you, but I would like to pray for you. Let me ask you this. Some of you say, Jody, I believe that I'm a branch that is abiding in the vine, and I can prove it by the fruit that's in my life. I'm talking about unseen fruit and visible fruit. It's both. That's what I preached on. See, a branch that abides in the vine will have both unseen and seen fruit. The unseen fruit that manifests itself in seen fruit would be the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the grace, the mercy. Things you can't put your hands on. You understand what I'm saying to you? But if you say, Jody, I believe that I can prove by my life the inner and outer fruit that I am a branch that is abiding in the vine. Have you believe you can honestly say that with God looking at you? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Thank you. By the way, isn't it good to be able to raise your hand to that? By the way, if you raised your hand, you should make sure every moment you could raise your hand to that same question. Every moment. And that means you're constantly abiding with Christ, fellowship and communing with Him. If you could not raise your hand, thank you for being honest. And I'm not going to ask if you could not to raise your hand now. I'm going to go a little bit further. Have you say, Jody, I could not raise my hand to that because I do not have fruit that I can prove by my life that I'm abiding. But even though God is sharing this with me, I desire to change. I want to become a branch that really does abide in Christ. And I want to manifest in my branch the fruit of the vine. I couldn't raise my hand a moment ago, but I want to. I desire to. God knows my heart. Have you, God is speaking to you that way. Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? You say, I couldn't raise it before, but I want to. Yes. That's a lot of you. A lot of you. You can put your hands down. There are times in my life when I'd have to raise my hand with you. Now I'm going to ask Brother Gary to begin to sing. Now I want to invite you who raised your hand to either question. Some of you who are right and your branch is bearing fruit, you might want to come and say, God, help me stay right. God, help me never separate myself from communion with you. And maybe some of you who raise your hand saying, I want to be a branch like that. I can't say I am, but I want to be. Some of you need to bring your marriage to the altar. Some of you need to ask God to make you like Christ. And as He sings, would you leave your place and would you come? Come now. Would you do it as He sings? Come now, please.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good?
Talk to the Lord.
Would you walk with Him?
Make me like
you, Jesus.
The
narrow road?
Help me to abide in the vine.
Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way.
Let me be a husband like you, Lord. Let me be a wife like you, Lord. Let me be a co-worker like you, Lord. Be a family member like you. Be a soul winner like you. May the fruit that I show on my branch truly be the fruit that's coming from the vine. May it not be the fruit that's coming from somewhere else. Everybody bears fruit. Whose fruit are you bearing? Whose fruit are you bearing? Make it the vine's. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Folks are praying, and I want to be a branch that bears the fruit of the vine. I don't always do that, but I want to. I desire to. This is what we need. We need the power of the vine, and we must abide in Him. Abide in Him. Stay connected to Him. Stay connected to Him. Getting ahead of myself. Those who are severed from the vine, they're still a branch. But they have no power. They're not fulfilling their purpose. May God help us. May the Lord help us. Let me remind you, as we're getting ready to be dismissed, about the books that are on sale, Making Homework. Tickets for the Sweetheart Dinner are on sale. Please
get your ticket and bring somebody with you. Be back tonight, soul winning seminar, 5:30 in the blue room if you'd like to be part of it. Back in your place at 6:30, we'll continue with this thought tonight, okay? And ask God to help us with this. Brother Jerry Lovegrove, sir, if you wouldn't mind to dismiss us in prayer. Thank you for being here today. You'll be back tonight.